Good morning and good Friday to you. Today is April 24th, 2015. Here is your news. And by the way, have a great weekend. Please listen closely to the following. Global Debt Registry, a tech startup working to provide clarity to the murky world of debt collection, is starting to build momentum. It announced a credit bureau partnership this week and is preparing for a possible jump into payday loans. The startup uses a national reporting and tracking system to follow consumer debt in the same way that Carfax tracks used cars. Once banks register credit cards and other consumer loans in the database, Global Debt Registry maintains an audit trail of the debt buyers and collection agencies that buy and sell it. When a debt has been paid, the registry provides an extinguishment report that acts as proof. But the registry's usefulness depends on wide adoption. On Monday, Global Debt Registry announced a significant step, a partnership with TransUnion through which the credit bureau will help the registry grow beyond its current 55 members, 4 banks, and 51 debt collection agencies. The deal will let TransUnion sell the registry's services to its banking, debt buying, and debt collection clients. The registry may also soon be expanded to track payday loans. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this month reversed a lower court's ruling in a case brought against Bank of America in which the plaintiff alleged FDCPA violations on the part of the law firm collecting on Bank of America's behalf. The defendants argued that the FDCPA does not apply to attorneys engaged in the practice of law, which the circuit panel rejected. In 4 years, Medicare cards will no longer have Social Security numbers on them. This change is a provision under the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act of 2015, which President Obama signed into law April 16th. It's a noteworthy change. A Social Security number is an identity thief's holy grail, allowing them to commit numerous kinds of fraud and severely damage the victim's credit and finances. The law gives Medicare officials up to 4 years from the date the law was enacted to issue Medicare cards with a new, randomly generated identification number. Congress allotted $320 million to pay for the change. As a side note, 52.3 million people are enrolled in Medicare, according to July 2013 data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. According to the National Association of Realtors, the adoption of new credit scoring models could improve the ability of borrowers who lost their homes during the foreclosure crisis to buy again. Nearly 1 million of the 9.3 million homeowners who underwent a foreclosure, received a debt in lieu of foreclosure, or sold their homes in a short sale between 2006 and 2014 have already purchased a home again, according to a new study by NAR. Demand from so-called boomerang buyers will continue to bolster the housing market in the years ahead, with an additional 1.5 million consumers from the group analyzed by NAR expected to become eligible for a mortgage and purchase a home over the next 5 years, NAR said. Capital One is driving down fares for some of its cardholders who take Uber. The ride-hailing app announced that it is teaming with the bank to offer discounts to Uber riders who pay with a Capital One Quicksilver card. Starting Tuesday, Quicksilver cardholders will get 20% of the value of each Uber transaction back as statement credit through April of next year, effectively a 20% discount off all rides. Any cardholder who uses Uber for the first time will also get up to $30 on each of their first two rides, as long as those rides are within the United States. Now, the rewards do not extend to any of Capital One's other credit card brands, like the travel-focused Venture Card or the business-focused Spark Miles Card. Green Tree Servicing has agreed to pay $48 million to consumers and a $15 million civil penalty to settle federal allegations of illegal home loan servicing and debt collection practices. The FTC and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said Tuesday that St. Paul-based Green Tree harassed mortgage borrowers who were behind on their payments with calls as early as 5 a.m. and as late as 11 p.m. at their offices and homes every day of the week. The federal agencies also accused the mortgage servicing firm of illegally threatening arrest, imprisonment, property seizures, wage garnishment, and foreclosure. Debt collectors yelled and cursed at borrowers, mocked them, revealed their debt to friends, neighbors, and co-workers and employers, and took payments from bank accounts without permission. Green Tree was also accused of ignoring loan modifications, misleading borrowers about their options, and delaying short sale requests, causing consumers to pay higher monthly payments or lose their homes to foreclosure. In addition to the $63 million settlement, Green Tree agreed to stop the alleged illegalities to help distressed homeowners and improve its policies to make sure it's collecting what is owed. It did not admit or deny any wrongdoing. How many credit scores are there? According to the CFPB, the number is 49. How can there be so many variations on a single score? It's a confusing issue to consumers, particularly because the FICO score sounds like a single score. For starters, the information on each of your credit reports from the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, may vary. So that alone can give you three different numbers from one credit score model. However, one of the biggest reasons there are multiple scores is because lenders assess borrowers differently depending upon the loan product. For example, a lender considering you for an auto loan will be much more interested in your history of auto loan payments than a lender considering you for a personal loan. FICO has different models tailored to the loan product the consumer applies for. On top of that, FICO creates custom scores for its clients, and FICO has updated its general formulas over the years. In 2014, the company announced FICO 9, its newest version of the basic algorithm, which does not include paid collection accounts in its scoring system and counts medical debt differently than other debts, because medical debt is often an unplanned expense beyond the consumer's control. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.